It's your daily sports dump. And I'm your host, Joe Canelli. Yes, that's right, folks. It's me, your host, Joe Canelli. It's your daily sports dump. And by daily, I mean it's today, and it's out today. You may have noticed, or more likely, you didn't notice, that for the last 2 weeks we've only done one show. Well, some of that is because there's been no sports, but of course that didn't stop us in the month and a half before that. But I needed to take a little break, a little vacay, and now I'm back, and no one is none the wiser either way. So, here we are. It's our daily sports dump. It's Friday. Today is Friday, May, what is it, 11? Shit, 15. It's the Ides of May. Well, beware the Ides of May, because we're doing a show today. And maybe we'll be doing some stuff on the live thing. I got to get back into socializing, even though it's only social media. I kind of hit a wall where it was nice doing some of these Zoom conferences and everything and talking to people, and then I was just like, ugh. I hated FaceTime before, and now it's starting to come back into me, and I'm hating it again. But I realize I need to communicate with people in some way. This is one, if anyone listens, other than myself. And if you do, why don't you just drop us a line at the Sports Dump Show, that would be at Sports Dump Show, on Twitter, and say, hey, I listened. So you are doing this for some reason. I just need one person. Okay. I was doing another podcast in the month of April, the 420 podcast for the month of April, and another podcast I do called the Doobie Review, kind of a reviewing of California-type products. And I had one person, like day 25, give me a little bit of positive feedback. That was enough to get me through those last five episodes, which were really starting to drag, I tell you. So help a brother out. All right. Now, when we left off, sports were at a standstill. But since then, we've had some things happen. MMA, of course. So doing fake highlights seems almost like no need, since there's sports on the horizon to actually talk about. And our mock draft updates, well, those are gone for now. Although, don't forget, we already did our mock draft 2021, our first one of those, a couple weeks ago. No need to go back and listen. And of course, this weekend is the Jordan documentary, the final weekend of the Jordan documentary, which times out pretty well as German Bundesliga, that's soccer, their soccer league is starting up. And once again, folks, this is an opportunity. This is an opportunity for you to try soccer, because there ain't nothing else. So again, this might be the test. If you watch it and you're like, this is okay, maybe you watch a little more. If you watch it now and you go, I don't like it at all, well, okay, you know for sure. Because if you're not willing to watch soccer, which is a high-level sport, but when there's nothing else to watch and you're a sports fan, all right, you've passed the test. You officially don't like soccer. But if you're unsure, or if you even think you don't like it but you haven't watched it, now's the time. So I encourage you to watch any Bundesliga soccer this weekend that you can. And then tell us what you think after that. Now, we do have something for you today. Two things. We are going to be finally on our Patreon page putting out some exclusive Patreon subscriber episodes. And those will be the Sports Widow episodes with the Sports Widow, also known as my wife, Molly Erdman. She's really not known as my wife. She's known as Molly Erdman. She happens to be my wife. I call her the Sports Widow. I actually don't call her that either. This episode is full of lies. Just getting back on the horse, guys. Point is, on our Patreon page, which is the Sports Dump, but it's nearly impossible to find. I'll tell you what, it is nearly impossible to find because we have no patrons. And it's one of those things like getting your SAG card where they won't give you an audition for a SAG job if you don't have your SAG card, but you can't get your SAG card without booking an audition on a SAG job. It's a catch-22. Great book. Point is, in this scenario, we need subscribers or patrons, I suppose, to get on the list where you can search for it more easily. You can still find it, but you got to look hard. Point is, we only have one subscriber level right now because I'm not pumping out enough content at the moment. Might be improving it soon. I'm trying to sell this thing. But right now, $1 a month gets you exclusive access to our Sports Widow podcasts, which are often, if not always, the best ones. And apparently for this premiere one that we're going to be recording later today, Molly and I each have a question for one another that we don't know what it is. I hope hers is not, I'm divorcing you. That wouldn't be a question, I guess. And it would be a weird way to set it up. And since it's not live, I could just never put that out. So even if she did, you would never know. Point is, that's going to be on our Patreon page. The Sports Dump Patreon. Now, we have some jokes. So let's look at some of these. Here we go, folks. And when I say jokes, I mean it's news. Because as we all know, the line between jokes and news is completely blurred at this point in all things. But let's give you what we got anyway. Our thoughts and prayers going out, and actually just hope for a recovery for former Oakland A's manager Art Howe. He is reportedly in the hospital with the coronavirus. Now, doctors are hopeful they'll be able to beat the disease by replacing it with several cheaper viruses. It's a Moneyball joke. In the football, New York Giants cornerback DeAndre Baker, who the team traded up to draft in the first round in 2018, well, he's wanted on armed robbery charges. Now, honestly, folks, this is actually good news for Giants GM Dave Gettleman, as he finally has proof that he's not the only one who's ever wanted DeAndre Baker. In more football, former Steelers linebacker James Harrison, we all know that guy, well, he said that Coach Mike Tomlin once again gave him an envelope, or just once gave him an envelope, full of cash after he was fined for an illegal hit. Now, Ben Roethlisberger said Tomlin used to regularly give him envelopes as well, but the envelopes that he got simply contained a sheet of paper that said, "Don't rape." Good advice. Most people don't need it. And in the college football, Oklahoma football coach Lincoln Riley, hot shot coach, he said that he opposes starting practice in June or even on June 1st. Now, Riley said he doesn't want his players showing up before it's safe. And he said he's actually willing to treat the pandemic like it's the college football playoff and have his team not show up for it at all. Ouch. It's like saying Chris Carter just catches touchdowns. Lincoln Riley just coaches Heisman Trophy winning quarterbacks. Although not this year, I don't think, right? No, Burrow. All right, folks, those were the news. You tell me what it is. Again, I'm looking for some interaction here. I will say that the comedy has been spreading as the Dan Le Batard Show has been doing some satire on their Mystery Crate podcast. Look that up. And the latest episode has somebody I have been a comedy fan of for years doing a bit of satire. See if you can figure it out. I shouldn't be plugging their show, but whatever. Whatever. And finally, something you folks may not know about, I'm in an all-sports fantasy league, and it comprises 10 different sports. And we obviously took a break. It goes year-round when sports stopped. But in the midst of all that our NASCAR driver, Kyle Larson, was basically fired for being a racist. So we still have him on our roster, and we can't get rid of him, and they're starting NASCAR up again. So that's a problem for me. Hopefully we'll have the inventor of that all-sports fantasy league on next week, and we'll talk about that because it's actually something interesting I should have done weeks ago. Okay, that's it for today, folks. Sorry we were gone for so long, but we'll be back. I can't say it'll be daily, but once sports are daily, then we'll be daily. But until they are, you deal with what you get. But stay safe, wear your mask. Just why not overcompensate? Better to be safe than sorry. Okay? People don't come back to life. All right. Have a good one. Bye. Oh, follow us on Twitter at Sports Dump Show or on Instagram at the_sports_dump. Again, I screwed that up. And then finally, you can go to our Patreon page, which is The Sports Dump. Find it, and there'll be some exclusive content going up tonight for that. Okay, I think that's everything. Obviously, rate, review, listen, all that, and we'll talk to you Monday. Bye.